6:45 at KDK from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville now open. Here's Ellie Popovich, well hydrated.
Hey, Larry. Over on the Parkway West, it starts to build as you make your way to the top of Green Tree Road. And heavy and slow down towards the Fort Pitt Tunnels. Over on the Parkway East, we're slowing at Edgewood Swissvale into the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. No major issues on the Parkway North so far this morning where the HOV lanes are open. 28 is still doing very well all the way down towards the north side. And looking at I-79, that is clear in both directions. And we still have a road closure in Shaler on Mount Royal Boulevard. It is between Genesee's and Glen Avenue. With AAA traffic on the 5, I'm Ellie Popovich on the Voice of Pittsburgh on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK.
Thanks, Ellie. And we're going to go live to AccuWeather's World Headquarters meteorologist Heather Zare. Heather, 24 hours ago when we talked to you, you mentioned the possibility of some thunderstorm activity yesterday. Big drop in temperature. It went from 95 to 65 in minutes. And high winds ahead of the storm in particular caused a lot of damage, as you know. And with this extreme heat today, what are we facing?
Yeah, we even had some hail. They reported that at the airport. They reported some hail. So it got kind of crazy there for a time. The storms really blew up. They had a little bit of help from some upper-level energy that came through, and that was enough to really kind of kick those into high gear and cause that damage. Today, I think that's less of a concern as we don't have that extra energy coming through. Now, that said, it does look like something can pop up. I think it's more likely that we'll see thunderstorms firing up along Lake Breeze boundaries up across far northeastern parts of Ohio and up toward Lake Erie. So that's really going to be an issue for those places. You can also see storms a little more likely to pop up over the Laurels. Maybe some of the higher terrain in West Virginia as well. Less likely for Pittsburgh itself, but certainly not out of the question as we do still have a lot of heat and humidity in place. The heat, though, I think is the bigger concern now as we go through today. As we get up to about 95 degrees again, that'll be only a couple of degrees off of the record. This is pretty much still what we're looking at as we head through tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and even Saturday. From tomorrow through Friday, pretty low chances for thunderstorms, even in those higher terrain areas, and even up near the lake. The high pressure area is just so strong that it makes it tough for them to be able to pop up. So the heat, I think, a little more threatening in that regard. Saturday, though, again, we're looking at a thunderstorm chance returning, but all it's going to do is maybe where thunderstorms come through, it can break the heat at least temporarily, but temperatures, depending on timing, still have a chance to spring back because, of course, it stays light pretty late in the day.
Heather, judging by some of the things I'm seeing posted by friends on social media about yesterday's storm activity, a number of people are wondering whether or not we had a microburst in northern Allegheny County, southern Butler County.
You know, I've been hearing some talk about that. I think they're going to have to go out and check that out and see before we can know that for sure. But certainly there was quite a bit of damage and a lot of it concentrated, not just there, but also into some other parts of the area. It looked like there was a lot of damage over Beaver County and all kind of in a row. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm sure they'll go out and investigate that as the day goes on.
All right, Heather, thank you for the update.
You're very welcome.
Meteorologist Heather Zare, and the National Weather Service sends out a team and they analyze the damage, Paul, to your point, to determine whether it was a microburst or in some cases to determine whether there was a tornado. I didn't see any tornadic activity yesterday.
But, like, for example, our afternoon host, Colin Dunlap, has snapped and twisted trees in his neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that leads people to wonder.
So they will do assessments and then kind of post. But if you lost a big tree or part of your roof, doesn't matter what you call it. You know what I'm saying? At this point, you got the damages done.